Ladies and gentlemen, people of the world, guess what? I'm going to be in Omaha, Nebraska this weekend. Yeah. Yeah. You never see me promote a show this hard. This is what I get for having white women as fans, because I now have to compete with Taylor Swift, because I know you all spent your life savings to go to the bowl to see her with her new boyfriend. I digress. Look, we have a very exciting guest today. A lot of you have been giving me a lot of criticism. You're saying, dude, you need to introduce the guests before you bring them on. And I would agree. I think you're probably right. So people, make some noise for Josh Weissman. Wow. Wow. Yes. Good to see you.
Good to see you. I'm finally here.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm nervous.
That's what money does to you. No, you just walked right past it.
Yeah. What? Oh, shit. Okay. How long has that been sitting there?
Maybe a few minutes.
Are you sure? Really?
Yeah. Actually,
okay.
A few minutes.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Little taco bar?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on
there? Well, you know, I mean, you're always cooking for other people, so we thought someone might cook for you today.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
Yeah.
That is deeply concerning.
You know what? You're right. Sergio, why don't you pop out? And Josh, why don't you go ahead and get back there? Yeah, why don't you go ahead?
I'm cooking right
now. Yeah, actually, go ahead. Yeah, why don't you go and fire up? Sergio, why don't you have a seat, man?
Oh, shit, there's a dude right here.
Oh, shit. Sergio, do you know this guy? You don't?
No.
Wow. Your mom's calling? All right.
What's going on?
Do you know how to work one of these?
It's a flat top, so probably. You got a whole flat top back here?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you whip something up?
All right, what do we got?
The tortillas are right there.
Okay, tortillas where?
On your left side right there.
This is awesome. I love this. Yeah, tell him everything to do.
We got everything's already cooked, bro. Sergio's got me hooked up. I don't even need to do anything.
Yeah, pretty much all you got to cook is just the tortillas.
Oh, easy. Okay, yeah. Boom. Tortillas, yeah. You know how to cook tortillas? They're already cooked.
You're the cook. You cook the tortilla.
All right, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, like back to my restaurant days.
Okay, take us through it.
All right.
What are you doing right
now? I don't
know
what the fuck I'm making right now. Okay, we're reheating tortillas. It's a pretty simple process, Noel, okay? You put it on a hot flat top. You put it in a hot pan.
Boring.
Oh, my God.
why don't you make something for Sergio?
I got you, Sergio. What do you like?
I like a pastor.
A pastor? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. All right. Where is that? No?
Yeah,
there it is. Okay. Cool. Done.
No, don't help him. Let him figure it out.
All right, yeah.
Let's see how much he cooks, or if he's just white.
No, this is easy. This flat top isn't even hot enough, man. Come on, fuck me up. What do you want on it? You want a little cheese? You want some veg? Just straight al pastor? You have onion and cilantro over there. I see it.
Yeah, I have everything else here.
Perfect.
So
boom,
just
done.
Put your pastor is fine.
It's easy shit.
I like seeing Josh go in chef mode.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? You don't usually talk that much when you're cooking, right, Sergio?
Yeah.
You know what's up.
No.
Yeah.
If you want, I can just go chef.
Wow, this is going to be a really good podcast.
I don't even have a fucking hairnet on or anything. I can just sneeze on all this. You know, I used to wear a hairnet.
Yeah?
Yeah, with all this, dude.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's not an easy time.
I thought you were saying you just wear it because.
Yeah, in the bedroom, yeah.
In the bedroom,
Noel doesn't even know what to say right now because I'm cooking, so he's just kind of like, what the fuck do I do with this?
No, I'm just wondering.
Can you guys even hear? Oh, I have a mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I'm like talking and there's just like.
Which would be pretty awesome. You know what, editor, cut his mic.
Oh, ate my ass yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Put the audio back in.
It'd be funny if it was just like blank, or it was just like, ate my ass yesterday. Who was it?
Yeah. Hmm?
Who was it?
That's a good question. It was me. I spit in it.
Oh, my God.
I even touched it a little
bit. You know what Noel said to me before I came on here? Yesterday, he's like, dude, I'm so stoked to have you on the podcast. Thank you for coming out. I promise I'm not going to hurt your brand.
I won't. Josh is a big deal, man. He's been on TV. You know, he's done a lot with his career. But I love that Sergio doesn't know him.
Yeah, sorry, man.
Yeah, what the hell, Sergio? Fuck, dude, you're fucking me up over here. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. We got put a little onion, a little cilantro on here. All right, keep it tradish.
Yes, sir.
Nothing.
Sergio,
too
how
crazy.
Often does this happen? Do you get to pull up with the business, but then someone cooks for you? How often does this happen?
Never.
First time. First time. Let's go.
Love it. I love it.
Unless you're drunk enough, then.
Yeah.
Sergio, you want sauce or just want it straight up, bro?
No, I'm good right there.
Yeah? All right, here you go, Sergio. I got you. Right, I got man. You. Sure. Done. Thank it's you. Done.
All right. We could switch back. You could just chill. Yeah.
Thank you, Sergio. Appreciate you, bro.
You made it sound like there's something wrong with the grill.
No, it's fine. It's working fine? Great.
That's good? Okay.
Yeah, I was worried it wasn't hot for a second, but it's hot. Okay. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot. She's working.
Let me put my hand on there.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's really working. All right, dude. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
What's up, guys? This is the TNT Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our website, TNTSales.tv. Sign up for a membership now at TNTSales.tv. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck, Jamie! Can we get a clip of that deer hit and get hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you ever smoke weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm gonna get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
This is awesome. Do you do podcasts?
You know, I do them from time to time. It's like, I hardly find myself in the area.
I'm so famous. Why would I?
No, I like doing podcasts. They don't invite me on, bro.
Oh, well, you're always welcome here. Oh, sweet. Ovi,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, let's go. Thank you. Wow.
Is this for me? Yes, please.
Yeah, about 5 minutes ago, Noel yelled at her because she didn't bring him his coffee. So,
yeah, that's why my voice hurts because my voice is so loud.
Yeah, that's why he put me to work immediately because he's like, "Oh, let me shift the focus away from you really quick."
Yeah, exactly.
That was good. That was good. Yeah, good move,
dude. So what's the last podcast you did?
What was the last podcast I did? Man, it was a while ago. I'm gonna say, I did a food podcast with Matt Rodburn.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to have to double check that name because I'm not 100% sure that's right.
Yeah. So you don't even know the person.
I need to double check. I'm bad with names. Okay. His name is Matt. He's a beast. It's good.
Here's my impression of Josh right here. Ready? Fuck. He's going to be like, Matt Robert. Oh, this is Matt taste. Damon. Sorry, Matt. It was Matt Damon's podcast. Whoops.
This is Taste. It was really good. It's like a food podcast.
Got it.
He has like a bunch of legendary people on there too, like legendary chefs and like.
Don't try to
chefs.
Big yourself up now.
I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, Jamie Oliver on there recently, you know? No big deal.
You want me to help you pick that name up?
Yeah.
Me and Alina are going on a trip, and I know you. So I'm looking to rent a car, and I know you have a lot of experience renting exotic cars.
Fuck.
You're very accustomed to driving rentals.
The first thing Noel did when he touched down in Austin was, how do I get my hands on a GT3 immediately so I can rent it and look rich right now?
That's what I did because I was trying to compete.
Yeah.
With such a successful guy.
And then we were driving. There's a special road in Austin. Mm-hmm. Well, special in the sense of like a known road where a lot of people like to drive cars, ride motorcycles. It's like it's almost like a track in a way, right? Immediately, he almost loses control. Immediately.
For fun.
With someone he doesn't know he just met in the
for
car.
Fun. All right. There was a Camaro. He was chasing me. He was getting spicy. I'm like, okay, follow me through this corner.
Yeah, and then he almost killed himself.
No, the rear stepped out a little bit. It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fun.
He came out of the car and he was teary eyed and he's like, yeah, I lost the rear a little bit for a second.
And then Josh was like, these are rentals, so you know that's why you gotta be careful. He was driving a very nice car as well, and he was like, dude, we gotta be careful because these are rentals.
These are rentals. We have to return them at the end.
Yeah.
And they're expensive, too.
Yeah,
they are. Just the rental cost.
Yeah.
You know, imagine the money you'd be wasting.
I mean, dude, you're renting so often. That's
all I do. Every day. It's somehow I rent the same car every single time. Every
I can't
day,
believe
all the time.
It. Yeah. By the way, guys, just a little fun fact about Josh. If you see him in public, follow him to the bathroom. He loves that.
Oh, yeah. I love that story that you told with Cody.
Yeah.
Getting ice cream. Dude, that was crazy. I feel like I was in like middle school all over again. Yeah. Thanks to Noelle, of course.
If we could recap, actually, it's thanks to Alina.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, because it was Alina.
Because she was the
She was the one egging you on.
Yeah. No, but you were, who was the one that asked?
No. So we go to an ice cream place, just to recap.
Yeah.
And we go to this ice cream place, and Josh is like, I have to take a shit. So to the group. So then as we're coming around the line, it's packed in there.
I have to give a little bit of context. The layout of this place was really unusual, right? Mm. Because typically you'd go in and it's like bathroom to the right or the left. But they built it in a way that you have to go 75% of the way through the line to earn the access to the fucking bathroom door. Okay? So like you literally, and there was a line.
Yeah. So anyway, it's feeling like Disneyland and we're waiting. And Josh is sitting there going like, I don't think I can hold it. And then when we get to the door, Alina very loudly goes, hey, Josh, the bathroom's available.
Oh, yeah. It was her that did that. That was crazy.
Yeah. And then you were like, oh, my fucking God, I hate you. So then you go in. And then as soon as you go in.
No, you missed a part.
What part?
Remember when I'm like on the edge. And so I go up to the door and it's like.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah.
And it's so loud. Like, what the fuck? Some nut is loose on it or some shit.
Yeah, so now the whole ice cream place knows Josh has to take a shit. And then
I have to go, what's the code?
Yeah, what's the code?
And this whole line of people, and I'm like, and they're like, sorry, excuse us? And I'm like, what's the code to the shitter?
So then Josh goes in. And then as Josh is in there, me and our good buddy Sam thought it'd be really funny if we just start banging on the door. Pretending to be strangers while Josh is taking a dump.
Meanwhile, everybody has gotten their ice cream and left, except there's one person that's behind them, and it is a father and his like 6-year-old son.
Yeah.
Just watching us do this.
Yeah. It was really immature, but god damn it, if it wasn't funny.
It was good.
I was crying laughing. But yeah, so if you see Josh in public, follow him to the bathroom. He likes that.
I love that.
Yeah, he likes someone looking over the stall just to make sure he's hitting the stream right. Yeah. You're here in space.
Wow. You're a good podcast.
Space. In space. I've been doing this a long time.
It looks so real.
Thank you, dude.
I actually do love this set. You guys killed it.
Thank you. It is a whole ship. It's not a set.
Yeah, sorry. I love this whole ship that you bought with your incredible vast amount of money that is so limitless.
You see how he makes fun of our income because he's got so much income? He has so much money that he laughs at other people's money. That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah. Jesus.
I'm just joking. I'm jealous of your success. I want to be you.
You can always be in my bed with me. You know,
that's always in your bed. Yeah, I'm sure Kate would love that.
In the 100% Supima cotton sheets.
Yeah.
You know what
Supima?
That is?
Is this you setting me up?
No.
Okay, no. Explain Supima.
It's just a luxury cotton.
Got it.
Yeah, I was just trying to be stupid.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna regret doing that. All right. Cool. I don't even know if our sheets are that. Okay. My friend's starting a bed sheet company.
Yeah. Things most people never say.
Yeah.
My friend is starting a bed sheet company.
I wish I could say I came up with this great idea. I can't say it because he might do it, but I'll tell you in private. It's good. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But Supima cotton, that's supposedly the best of the best.
Got it. Well, you would know.
Yeah, I would know since all of my sheets in my entire house, no matter where they are, Supima cotton, 100%.
Supima cotton. What is
from Egypt?
Supima cotton. Is Supima cotton better than Egyptian cotton? Double the strength of regular cotton. Supima cotton makes sheets that better retain their shape and illustriousness, and last for years to come. Nice choice of words. Organic Supima cotton grown in the USA is sustainable and environmentally friendly product. See? Okay, dude.
Yeah. Good for the earth, too.
Yeah. Well, that's what it takes to save the earth. You got to buy the right products.
Yeah, and spend a ton of money on it, too. Yeah. It should basically be commercially unavailable for 95% of the population.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good if all green products were only for the 1%.
Yeah, they are.
Then they're doing good things with their money.
Yeah, they are.
Anyways, dude, I'm giving you shit, but... You're on a tear, man. I was thinking about it. Do you like how often do you reflect on you 5 years ago to now, or do you just not think about it? Do you just keep going?
Oh man, I mean,
where were you 5 years ago in life?
5 years ago, 5 years ago, I was in front of a stove line cooking. I don't know. I mean, it's funny. Like, I just feel like I don't I should probably reflect more.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like most people don't reflect enough.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do. I mean,
I do it too much.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Maybe I could learn something from you, because I feel like, no, I mean, really, I maybe not.
Yeah. Nah, you don't want to do it too much. Yeah. So you don't think about it often.
It's just, I'm so focused on constantly like what's the next thing and going forward that I sometimes forget to look back. But that being said though, I do spend a lot of time with my friends that, you know, work in restaurants. It's not like I abandon all the people that I worked with. You know, I'm friends with a lot of people that I worked with. And actually one of the guys that line cooked next to me works for me now, which is really cool. And
that's cool.
It's a cool working relationship. But, you know, I reflect on it from time to time, and I definitely, you know, I'm grateful.
Yeah. Where were you line cooking 5 years ago?
I think I was at Uchiko in Austin. I took you there.
Yes.
You had a great meal. That was fun. Well, we all had a great meal. It was awesome. I love Uchiko. I shout them out probably too much, to be honest, at this point. But they're amazing. And it's like one of the best restaurant groups I've ever worked with. It's funny because like a lot of people say, oh, you must feel, you know, so great now that, you know, you don't have to do that every day. And don't get me wrong. I'm much rather be where I am now. But at the same token, like I look back really fondly working there.
Yeah.
I mean, great people. People have no idea the type of personalities, the passion that people have working in these restaurants, despite, you know, getting your ass kicked 24/7. You're getting your ass kicked with like your homies, like your friends, and you're all kind of going through the shit together.
Oh,
and
like
so,
the bear.
Jesus Christ.
Dude.
Just like the bear,
just
bro.
Just like the bear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when the tickets come out, you just start screaming.
Yeah.
There's no reason in any service you should ever feel comfortable. You should just constantly be angry.
Yeah, yeah.
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 I got 5 orders of pork belly. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Instead of putting them on the grill, you should lose your shit.
Yeah, yeah, that's healthy. So you're working at Uchiko in Austin, which is a Japanese restaurant, sushi restaurant. Just for context for the people who are like, what the fuck is Uchiko? You know...
He's trying to figure it out while he's looking at a giant blown up logo on the screen.
The last time we ate there, when I was there for the Austin race, Formula One Austin race, we took an Uber from here to our hotel, and the cult that is formed around Rogan is incredible with middle-aged Uber drivers. Because we left, and the guy goes, "Yeah, Joe loves that place." I'm like, you know him? He's like, yeah, Joe says that place is awesome.
He's like, yeah, of course I know him. I listen to him every day, you asshole.
Yeah, Joe loves this place. Okay, anyway, so you're a line cook here. You were explaining to me, what was the dish where you said, I've probably cut like 1,000 or 20,000 pounds of this meat?
It wasn't meat. It was, God, I mean, so many things. Probably Brussels sprouts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know that sounds so dumb. If you ever go to a restaurant that's high volume and they have Brussels sprouts, just know that some motherfucker back there is cutting 500 pounds of that a day. A day.
Yeah.
But quick zoom out though.
Yeah, yeah.
So like a lot of the time people think about the things that they do day to day, and maybe like, I don't know if people are assessing their own efficiency and going, oh, I wonder if I could do a little more of this or spend a little more time on this project. Maybe it'll be better. In restaurants like this, what you're doing is like, We used to have a big whiteboard, and who had the fastest time to cut Brussels sprouts?
Wow.
And that was like...
You're doing time attack on Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, because there were so many. It's like, how long does it take for you to get through to a 50-pound box? Or I don't remember if the boxes were 50 or... Jesus, it has been a while. I think the boxes were 50 pounds each.
Yeah.
And how long did it take for you to go through them?
Damn. So you're there 5 years ago. You're cutting Brussels sprouts. Are you making any kind of media at that point?
I started making it after, like, once I was entering, like, my third year working there, which was 5 years ago. I'm really bad with time. Something around that.
Roughly then.
Yeah. And I started making content there, not in the restaurant, but while I was working there. So basically every waking hour I wasn't at the restaurant, I was making content. And you know how that goes. Like, you're doing everything yourself.
Yeah.
You're like, you basically just do whatever feels good to you. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. You're just doing shit.
Yeah.
And so that's what I was doing.
I'm sure you remember like the first one that like kind of popped for you.
Yeah. There were a few, but I think the one that like really struck me was probably like my But Better series, the Popeye's chicken sandwich. You want to know what sparked that? Was, look, probably not distant enough from it, but the simple reality is the second I saw in an article that somebody was stabbed over
the Popeye's chicken sandwich,
I was like, this sandwich is not fucking worth it. There's no goddamn way.
Yeah.
This is worth that. And so I went, tried it, and I was like, this is fucked. I could make this, anyone could make this at home 10 times better.
I see.
And so that kicked it off. I did it basically out of anger, made that video, and then it popped off, and I was like, this could be a series.
You did it out of spite.
I did it literally out of spite.
That's good.
Yeah. We have, actually, it's funny enough, we're uploading a video today on short form that is me making chicken sandwich, and at the very end, I say, fuck you, Popeyes.
Oh, wow. So, all right.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Throwback.
4 years ago. And this is you in your apartment.
Yeah. Filmed it by myself, edited by me.
And you, I remember you showing me photos of like your setup back then. You know, it's just like kind of a just humble tripod. And yeah, you had like some like Chinese softbox. Yeah. Just $14 softbox. And you were just going at it.
So bad.
No, but you kind of had the... Yeah, you could see the softbox and all the reflection.
And I like left all the shit in the backdrop.
Yeah, dude.
I could have put it somewhere else. Look how... is it? Oh, you paused it. Okay. I thought it was still playing. I was like, how long did I stay on this fucking frame?
Your editing style is very reasonable to expect. Damn, this is so good. You can see the softbox on the top of the buns. It was clipping so hard. Look at you. Look at...
I thought that shot was so good. And then a black screen. Nothing better than that.
Yeah.
Didn't have any footage for that, folks.
Yeah.
I love the dramatic cut to black screen. Basically, it says, I didn't have footage for this.
Yeah, this is act one of chicken. All right, this is you just...
I'm talking about leaving the fat on because it makes juicier chicken. People cut the fat off a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But when you bite into a piece of chicken that's got a little bit of the fat on there, dude.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
I kind of want to bring that up in a second. We're going to keep laughing at this for a moment, though. Oh, just I want to force you to reflect.
Yeah. You like that I'm using restaurant equipment in this, too. I stole that, by the way.
Did you actually?
Yeah, I stole that.
From Uchiko?
I can't say.
You stole it from somewhere.
Hey, you know.
All right, so hold
it's
up.
It's a donation, man. Listen, line cooks paid like $11 an hour, right?
Did you steal it just to cook at home, or did you steal it knowing it would look good for the content?
Both. Well, some of the stuff in there was stolen years ago.
Got it.
Yeah. Did you finish doing coke just a second ago? You're sniffling a lot.
Yeah, no. I have COVID. It's fine. It's not real. It was all made up.
It's so funny when you say that because I've had so many actual scenarios of being in a room with someone that's like, yeah, I have COVID, but it's fine.
Yeah.
People actually do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they do.
All right, here we go. So I'm stirring it. Look at that.
You're doing this
dude.
On stolen restaurant equipment.
Yep. Except for the bowl. The bowl's not stolen.
So you're a thief. Let's get that right.
God, this editing is so slow. It's crazy how different YouTube has changed.
Yeah.
In terms of retention. Mm-hmm. I can barely watch this. My fucking ADD short form, short wired brain can barely fucking handle this shit.
This is me. I love it. I'm like thinking, what's going through his mind? How does he feel? Slamming this piece of chicken into asbestos. All right, so you know, while you're making this, are you even thinking this could be popular, or you're just making it to find out?
I think I felt like it was a good idea, but I didn't know how big of a deal people would feel about it. I was like, people have made they're called copycat recipes. People have made copycat recipes. It's not like I'm the first person to ever do. You try to make something from a restaurant, right?
Do you remember how many views this did in like the first day?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. What I do
was
remember,
it instant? Did you just post it and it just blew up, or did it take time?
I remember it performing surprisingly well, and I was like, oh, this is doing pretty good. And then like outlets started posting about it, like media outlets. I can't remember which was the first one that did it, but it's like the day of it.
They're
was
all
posted
bankrupt
about.
Now, so.
Yeah, they're probably not even around anymore, so whatever. Fucking
Sports Illustrated.
Bloomberg, whatever the fuck it is, yeah. They're all the same anyway. They're all owned by one person.
Yeah.
So they just, you know, whenever they had enough, that one like billionaire just kind of goes, all your jobs don't matter.
It's all right. You're getting coverage and you're popping now.
Yeah.
And then you just went back into work and you're like, I got a cool YouTube video.
Yeah. Oh, when this was live at that time? Yeah, that was, I mean, a bunch of people were telling me that they had seen it, and I was like, oh, it's doing pretty well. And then I just went back to work. Yeah. And I worked for a while after this. I could have left the restaurant for probably 4 or 5 months,
mm-hmm.
but I had a hard time leaving because I was so like emotionally attached to it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Just being around the people and cooking and that environment.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you're leaving, you kind of are taught this like weird, intense level of like humble behavior.
Yeah.
Like you should be humble. You should be only focused on like the most granular of minutiae, like how you cut a fucking onion is everything you are, nothing mm-hmm. else. And so leaving kind of felt like, am I giving up on this? Am I giving up?
Yeah.
And so for me, I was like, the only way I'm leaving is if I get back in restaurants later.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it took a while. I like, when I tried to quit 3 times, I would go up to my boss, shout out to Lance, Chef Lance. He's still there. He's like a corporate chef now. He's killing it. But anyway, so I go up to him and I'm like, hey, I want to talk to you, blah, blah, blah. And he is already like, uh-oh. And I sit him down and I'm like getting nervous. I'm like, fuck, I can't do it. And so I just go, yeah, so I want to work on this special. And he's like, okay, fucking go work on it then. Fuck out of here. And so tried that 2 times and then finally I did it. I fucking cried when I did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever talked about that?
No.
Oh.
No, yeah.
So was it emotional for him as well?
No.
No. He didn't care?
No. No.
He did not care.
I think he was like shocked to see it because I was like starting to get it up and up in there, and I could have like maybe picked a path. I talked to the president of culinary there. I was like, could have been my path to be doing like chef de cuisine, like CDC work and working towards a corporate chef role at some point. And I could have fought for that, but I knew that if I went deeper, it would be even harder to leave.
Yeah.
So saying goodbye was also saying goodbye to, you know, all my friends,
yeah,
basically, in a way, because they're all too busy. You're fucking working 6 days a week, 7 days a week. I'm not gonna see them.
Yeah.
You know, I barely see them these days when they're off.
Barely, like the bear.
Like the bear. That's right, dude.
Sorry.
We all have to.
No, I think, damn, I'm just caught up in you being emotional because I can't see you that way.
Yeah, I don't really, you know, I don't know why it was an emotional moment. I was like crying when I was trying to tell him. And I think he thought there was something wrong with me. He was like, literally, what the fuck? What'd you like, fuck? Did you like make a bad decision last night? You fucking do heroin or something?
Because
they're so used to fucking people doing fucking heroin.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Can you talk about that? You've explained to me that the culinary world can be kind of evil.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, look, it depends on where you go. But yeah. Everybody knows this, right? Addiction's a big thing in restaurants because you're underpaid, but you love what you do. So you can't say no. You don't know where to go. So people turn to other things like drugs and alcohol.
Interesting.
Like it's very common. It's not abnormal. Every night you do your service. You leave maybe midnight or 1 a.m. and you go to the bar until 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you go to the bed. And then
now, who brings the cocaine? Is it the actors as wait staff? You know, like in LA, like you have like the actors doing wait staff and they're like, I got coke from my acting
teacher.
Usually
it's a big money pool, dude. They all put it in together. Like, all right, we're going to get this much coke.
Actually?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I've never done coke, by the way.
Yeah. Let's be very clear. Josh doesn't do it.
I really haven't. I didn't even drink when I was.
Oh, let me corroborate that. Josh does not need cocaine. This guy is fired up. Trust me. You have a fucking disgusting sleep schedule.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. Yeah.
Are you willing to tell the people how little you sleep?
I mean, I sleep.
What define sleep?
Yeah.
Tell everyone.
I sleep.
What time do you go to bed usually?
Okay. Listen, I should go to bed by like 9 or 10.
That's not what I said. I said when.
Like 11:30, and then I get up at 4:30 or 5. It's fine.
I don't think so, dude. We hung out for a weekend, and you were up till 2 every night, and you were texting me at 4:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. So don't lie to us all, being like, I sleep 5 hours. You sleep 2 hours max.
You know, it's funny. I feel better off 5 or 6 hours of sleep. You know,
yeah.
Two is on the edge.
Yeah. Oh, now it's on the edge. Your age is finally catching up to you.
Yeah, it's true. My age is... Dude, the other day, I started running. Now my fucking leg is hurting. You didn't see me. I limped in here.
Okay.
Nobody helped me, by the way. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Kidding. I'm kidding.
That's how Josh actually talks, by the way. You should have seen him when we went to Uchiko. He walked in there. He's like, Lance, good to see you, pussy. Go ahead and... go ahead and whip me up something nice and make it taste better than everyone else's dishes. And if you fuck up, I'll let you know. That's what he said. So you limped in here because your body hurts now because you need to actually sleep 5 or 6 hours.
The sleep, I feel like the sleep doesn't help, but then again, I never get 8 hours, so I can't really.
You should try that one time.
Yeah?
You're going to have to. How old are you now?
I think I'm 28 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting there.
This is the end of sleeping 2 hours.
I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I wake up and I'm like, why does...
Oh, this is so funny. See. You becoming 30 is the funniest thing ever. This is going to be like when Superman bleeds. Like, you know, like...
I'm going to wake up one day and I'm going to look down and be like, I can't move my legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Something's going to just turn off for a couple hours.
No, what's going to happen to you is you're going to be up at 2:30 and you're like, why can't I think anymore? What is happening? Yeah, it's just going to be a soft, slow, like, your powers just escape you. Yeah.
What's your worst thing that you have to face when it comes to sleep and waking up? Do you have like, problems? You, like, wake up and your fucking feet don't work?
I got a wife, I got a dog, you know, I got responsibilities. No. No, the worst thing I face when I go to bed, I don't know, I just, most nights I can't get through the sleep.
Yeah, it's the crying for hours and hours. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just wake up a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
He gets sick every time he travels.
That too.
How do you tour?
I just do it, man. Go up there and I'm like...
See? You're doing it too?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
He's over here like, you don't sleep. And then he goes back home. Doesn't fucking sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I don't sleep as little as you sleep. I was impressed. We were all hanging out and... We talked till 2:30 in the morning about, like, yeah, some, like, bullshit deep topics. And then Josh is up at 6:30 at the gym texting me being like, let me know when you're ready. And then you had a 4-shot espresso for breakfast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The one that I spilled on myself.
Oh, that's
Do you remember
right.
that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
We all finally got together. I'd been, like.
Because, by the way, he says we all finally, because he's been up since 3:30 in the morning. And we meet at 7:30. And he's like, I just been around.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm like trying to find work to do.
Yeah,
I'm just fucking waiting on them.
Yeah.
Him and Sam are like, oh, we're showering. I'm like, Jesus, you're just now showering? I showered like 6.5 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah, at 4:30. Yeah.
Easily.
So then
we go to Proud Mary.
Mm-hmm.
This is like, super open concept restaurant. So we're like in the middle of the whole dining room. Everyone can see us. And I forget what exactly happened that led to this.
Well, you were hangry.
Was I hangry?
You were hangry, and you're like, I just need my espresso. I just need my coffee. And you really needed this coffee.
Because I held off for you.
Yes,
guys.
You did. Yes,
yeah.
You did.
I have this weird thing. I don't know if you ever do this. So
yell at people? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. The second you walked in here, where the fuck's my burrito?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
I'm 30 minutes late. Where the fuck is my burrito?
Yeah. Josh is here, so I didn't do it with a gun. But like normally... Normally, I like to wave a pistol in the air. I'm like, where the fuck is my food?
Yeah, this time he just had a taser and he was just...
Yeah.
Just to kind of like get in your head.
Yeah.
So, fuck.
So we get to Proud Mary.
Oh, I intentionally didn't drink coffee. I do this all the time. I won't drink coffee, even though I could, you know, maybe have it. I'm passing by the coffee shop, but I'll make myself wait a couple hours so it really hits.
Yeah.
So I'm like talking. I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah.
And I think I had like, I was like doing like this sort of a motion. And the back of my hand grabs the glass. It's like this tall.
It's big.
It's a big fucking glass.
Yeah,
it's like abnormally large.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it tip over in slow motion. And I'm like, okay, this is all happening in my head. I'm like, okay, I could probably stop this. So my other hand comes around to grab it. That was where I fucked up because I actually think it wasn't going to fall over.
Ah.
And then I went like this and I hit the bottom of it and the whole thing just goes all over me. But 99.9% of it was just all over my crotch.
Yeah.
All over my crotch, seeping under my butt crack into
great.
My seat. It all soaked into my ass.
Yeah.
And it is ice cold. I cold plunge my balls with iced coffee right then and there in the middle of this fucking restaurant.
And that's why Josh is creating his line of iced coffee cold plunge, which we are promoting today. He has partnered with.
That's right. And it comes with a coffee boofer.
Yeah.
For free, by the way. That's good value if you think about it. You know, for the measly cost of about $12,000, you will get a cold plunge with coffee in it.
But yeah, no, you spilt that coffee and it was very funny.
The best part, this is the best part. I'm at a table with my wife, or no, I don't actually don't think Kate was with us at the time.
She wasn't. She was doing something productive, like studying for the bar.
Oh yeah, she was studying for the bar. That's true. Which she passed, by the way.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yeah, shout out. She's a lawyer now. She's killing.
Yeah.
So it was you, Alina, Sam, Fiona, and Sam's baby.
Yeah.
None of you guys helped. The baby was more helpful.
Yeah.
So I'm, and look, because
it was just so funny.
They were all laughing at me.
Yeah.
And they're all like, I'm like standing up and I'm like looking for a napkin and they're all just sitting there like this.
Yeah. Well, because now we're like, how does Josh clean this up? Because it's funny.
Yeah.
And then, so you, they came over and I think our waiter, she brought over like a stack of napkins.
No, she didn't. She walked over and she goes like this. She goes, oh man.
So we all knew. We all knew it was funny.
And no, and then again, nobody says anything. No one's like, oh, can we get him a napkin? Nobody says anything. I'm like sitting over, I look like I pissed and shit myself. And I finally go, could I get a napkin? She brings over three.
Yeah.
Fucking recycled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Brown paper napkins. The recycled ones, the ones where like when you wipe, your finger goes through it. Yeah. If it was a fucking toilet paper, you'd...
Yeah.
So that, and then I was like, do you guys have something better? Like, could I get like a washcloth?
Yeah.
So she brings me one of the washcloths that they had already thrown out in the basket.
I was going to say, yeah, it was soaking wet. It was disgusting.
It had like oil on it and like fucking beef fat and like just chopped cilantro.
Yeah. 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 And Josh is just trying to, he's like, fucking. And then after like, after it kind of calms down and he's just, you know, cursing up a storm, then the waitress comes back and she's like, did you want another? And you're like, yeah, I'll take another. And then he got another. And then when
did I say it like that?
Yeah, you were definitely fired up. Yeah, you were fired up. Yeah, you were pissed. But yeah, dude. Fuck. Yeah, good times.
That
was
nice. I went to the bathroom. I remember walking in and I opened the door and it has like one of those like reverse swinging doors. So I pushed and someone else pushed.
Oh.
So we're almost like,
yeah,
get the fuck
doing the Star Wars the force fuck battle.
Yeah,
nice.
And so I was like, there's someone on the other end of this, so I was just like, fuck this guy.
Yeah. You took it as a challenge.
Yeah.
Wow.
Knocked it open and the guy like looks at me like kind of surprised, like, whoa. And I'm like, oh, I was like, I'm sorry man. And he looks down at this fucking piss circle and he goes and moves over so I can go through. He's like, damn bro, sorry, I didn't know you pissed yourself. I'm like, fuck man, I didn't fucking piss myself. Smell it.
Yeah, he's looking at the
get
front.
Down here and fucking smell it.
He's like, how did you shit in the front? It's all brown in the front. How'd you get it to the front?
Yeah, I was wearing like whitish pants.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. I should have saved those and like framed them for you.
I meant to wear the boots today.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was great. We have so many photos of you.
My new boot goofing was courtesy of Josh, folks.
That's right.
Yeah, Josh and Sam, they were so kind as to lace me up. They had me drip or drown.
That was right.
And I was dripping.
And he was wearing basketball shorts while he was trying them out, and all the racist people in there, all the racist sort of country guys were like, that guy don't look right.
Yeah, but then everyone from the Midwest commented on that episode, and they were like, that's how the boys do it. That's how they do it. Yes, they do.
Is that how they sound?
Yeah, that's more South. Yeah.
That's very... Oh, shit. Yeah, there they are.
Oh, brother, I'm going to need some toilet paper.
That's 100% genuine ostrich right there, dude. Yep.
Yeah. Genuine ostrich.
I don't know. It was from some dead animal. Yeah,
we went and killed that fucker ourselves.
That's like probably his throat. You just stuck both your feet in it. That's probably just like his neck. Two necks for that.
Speaking of giblets, I think one of the craziest things you told me is that as a kid, you voluntarily purchased a whole pig for your birthday.
Oh yeah.
Do you talk about this often?
People love, you know.
We don't have to ham on the story. We can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I wanted to figure out how to do whole animal butchery.
At what age?
I was 16.
Wanting to know whole animal butchery at 16, that's the line, dude.
Yeah.
Like 3 years prior, that would have been a diagnosis.
I should have been, honestly, because my mom did not want to deal with like a whole pig in the house, obviously. And so I had to like go through multiple outlets. First, I would go to my mom and she was like, we'll see. My dad went and secretly got it or whatever.
So now, hold up. Are your parents culinary people?
Yeah. They cook a ton.
Okay.
They cook a ton. But even then, it was more so the logistics of the pig.
Right.
They didn't really question it because I'd been cooking so much. They're like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. But the thing that was funny is I had to call multiple people for different things. So first I was like, I called my uncle. I was like, hey, do you have a bone saw? And he's like, for what? What do you mean? And I was like, I didn't want to tell him because I was like, if he's going to tell my mom, I'm going to get the pig. Yeah. And so I'm like, I just need like a, can you just give me the fucking bone saw? Just give me the fucking bone saw. All right. Just bring it to the house at 10 p.m. tonight, and I'll leave it in my room. And so he does it. He didn't ask any questions.
Wow.
Brings the bone saw, and I put it in my room, and I hide it in my closet. And then I was like, when he got there, I was like, by the way, do you have like a blood pan drip tray? Because when you break down a whole animal, like sometimes there's like a little excess blood in there, so you need like a catcher.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you have like a blood pan or like a drip tray or something? He had it.
So he brings you the bone saw and the blood pan drip tray, no questions asked, at 10 p.m. at night.
Yeah.
Okay. So where do you store it?
In my closet, in my bedroom.
Okay.
Just fucking there. Honestly, I didn't even really try to hide it.
Yeah.
It was just kind of there. If you open my closet, you're like, oh, but let me put some fresh shirts in.
Yeah. It's just there.
Just there.
All right. So then stage two.
I mean, if I were to, there's a bunch of stuff that happens, but this farmer brings the whole pig and we have to carry it in. And I realize, and at this point, it's the next day. And it's like 8 p.m. So logistically, what the fuck do you do when you're in your house, right? Where do you store a whole, do you know how fucking big, pigs are big.
Yeah.
They're big animals.
Yeah.
So we ended up doing a half a pig and they cut it in half lengthwise.
Okay.
So it's still like the shape and size of a pig. It's just missing the other half.
So you have a cross section of a pig.
Yeah. It looks crazy.
Yeah.
And we just
so the pig comes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Just that side.
Yep. And then and he walks it in, he puts it down on the counter, the guy leaves. And
does he put it organ side down?
He does.
So it's just like
yeah, exactly. It's like one leg was like kind of gnarled this one direction. And I'm like, fuck, I got to break this down right now because we can't put it anywhere. We can't even refrigerate it.
And now it's 8 p.m.
It's 8 p.m. So I've like never done this before. I'm like, I guess I'm going to learn right now. And so I start.
Is it on the dining table or was it like your island there was big like enough?
It was like kind of like on the stove and on the island and on all over the place. It was like dripping into the into like the fucking tubes of the stove. Like blood is just like dripping. It's like there's like some slime like dripping off the counter. I don't even know where it's coming from. And I moved it over and then its tongue fell on the ground. And I was like, whoa, that's fucking bonkers. And yeah, this is a scene.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay. My dad's like, this is gross. I'm going to leave you to this. I can't pick it up.
Because you're too small?
It's just like heavy, dude. Yeah. Dead weight is different, man.
Yeah.
And so I'm like trying to like muscle it over to the cutting board. Finally get it over there. I look up some YouTube videos. Shout out to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I start figuring out, okay, let me just break this down into pieces so I can get this fucking thing refrigerated.
Hold on. That's so funny. You have a fucking pig carcass on your stove and you're like, watching some fucking guy like, today we're gonna learn how to, and you're like, come on.
Come on.
And there's no
my mom's gonna come home soon.
There's no two times speed at this point, so you're like, you have to hear the whole.
I'm like skipping around. Yeah. I'm like, where's the fuck the part where they use the bone saw?
Yeah.
And because you have to get the whole point of the bone is to like start break down the bigger, more awkward pieces you can't really cut around, right? Like removing the shanks, you need a bone saw to do. And so that's like the first step in the process. So I'm like, all right, let me remove the shanks. And I'm thinking, okay, my mom's going to be soon. Let me see how fast I can get this done. Maybe if I can just get it down to a quarter size, she won't be as freaked out. And I start sawing. And I don't know if you guys have ever bone sawed anything before, but there's...
Not at 16.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you know all the bone dust that gets everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like all over your face?
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Like bone dust goes everywhere. Or like basically, yeah, literally bone... perfume in the air.
How do people get away with murder when they like cut up bodies? There's so many elements.
I could tell you.
Okay.
No, okay. I'm kidding.
That's good. That's
I mean,
good.
Yeah.
And what's funny is when you're saying bone saw, I for sure thought this is like a circ saw. I'm thinking there's an engine.
No, this is manual. I'm like literally sawing like this. Yeah, like that one. That's exactly, that's not the brand, but basically that.
Okay.
It looks a lot like that. And it has these super sharp teeth and you just kind of saw away at it. So I'm doing that and I get the first shank off, put that in the in like a bin, and then I start doing the second shank. And I'm at this point, don't care. I'm just like, I need to get this done. So I have like fucking blood and bone dust all over me. It's all over the counter. It's all over my hands. And my mom walks in and I'm like, and I have like literally bone dust, like in a straight line across my face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, look, we got the pig. We got the pig. And then she just doesn't say anything. She's like, nice. Goes into her bedroom. Like,
wow.
See ya.
Wow. So not even like, you didn't really get in trouble per se.
No.
But was this on your birthday?
I don't know if it was. I don't remember. It might have been.
I thought you said you did it for your birthday.
It was what I asked for my birthday.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I don't know that it happened exactly on my birthday. It might have been slightly before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so then you hacked down the pig. Did you do it well enough that you could cook any of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I broke it down into like primals, which is like big pieces. I broke down the shoulder and kept it. We froze that and roasted it for like an Easter dinner once. I broke it down into like, you know, big proteins. I figured out how to get the pork loin out of there and cut that into steaks. And yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
So good. First go around,
you had it. Yeah. It's not that hard, honestly. It just takes a long time for your first time.
That really is. So, you know, if you're like a sociopath out there.
Yeah.
Mask it as a culinary interest.
That's right. And also remember that the anatomy of a pig isn't that different from a person.
Is it not?
Yeah, it's not. It's actually kind of similar.
Oh. Did you learn that when cutting it up, or did you learn that from the YouTube video?
You know, I learned it at some point in time.
Yeah.
You know, every chef knows this. Yeah. Yeah. Every chef knows this, yeah.
Can you get by in the culinary industry without ever hacking up an animal? I guess if you just work in the guest service side.
I mean, you don't have to know animal butchery to be a chef. I would say you probably should.
Yeah.
But not everybody wants to do that. Some people are not about it. I remember my first time working at this one restaurant and they had a whole pig. This is the first time I had ever seen it. The reason why I wasn't so scared of it when I got to it, because I'd already seen it multiple times. I just hadn't done it before.
Yeah.
But I remember the first time I ever saw one, two things happened the same day. First day, they had a whole pig. And the butcher's like, hey, Josh, watch this. I'm like, what? And I look over and he has like the whole pig. This pig is like fully put together. And he just kind of like, there's the head facing me. And I'm like, oh, cool. And it's like fucking all gnarled. I'm like kind of grossed out. And he just goes, knocks on the head. And the whole head just goes into a fucking bucket. And I was like,
that's a fun party trick.
Yeah, that was shocking.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later, they had a whole cow head, because they bought a whole cow and they're like, what do we do with this? And they roasted the cow head's fucking huge.
Yeah.
And they pulled the cow head and they're like, Josh, look at this. And it's like out of the oven. And then the jaw just goes and it just falls on the ground.
Cute.
That was fire.
I can't wait till aliens do that to us.
Dude, you got the spaceship, man. Yeah. You just gotta get out of here.
Yeah. They're like, hey Glorp, check this out. into a bin.
Your fucking nose is just like,
yeah, yeah,
slides off.
Why is it that butchered animals are always doing that?
I don't know, dude. They're kind of like,
yeah,
they're kind of sussing you
out.
There's
a little swag, like they're like, I'm dead. What's good?
Yeah,
yeah.
I've seen some gnarly ones.
Yeah,
where they're just there was one where like they're like, look, it's smiling, and it's like, I'm like, oh, yeah,
it was peaceful.
Mm. Yeah, it's peaceful until you look up and you see the big like steel cattle thing that they do through their head.
Oh, with the Hemi logo on it?
Yeah, the one that goes like...
Yeah.
You know about that?
Yeah.
How do you know about that?
Because I'm weird. I've just looked that up. At some point, I've come across it.
He's watching those like live leak videos where it's like, that or they like, use it on a person.
I mean, or Twitter, you know, they're just like...
Twitter's crazy right now. What the fuck is going on?
It's. I mean, the name, honestly... The name X is fitting now.
Yeah. Every time I log into it, I'm like, am I logging into a porn website? What is this?
It's crazy.
It could basically be anything. Is a porn website at this point.
My son's first day at school. And then the first reply is like, check out me on my first day of school.
it's like you're an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. I was such a slut in high school. You're like, whoa, what the hell? And then right beneath that, it's like, you know, keep the immigrants out. They're ruining our bloodline. And then the next one after that, you know, it's just...
The next one after that is like someone jumping off a building headfirst into a pike.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, you know.
Have you seen the ones where they swap the clips out where it'll be like one video and then they swap it out to someone getting their head blown off to trick you into watching it?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. You're like, they're like imposing trauma on people. They're like, oh, let's see if we can trick you. Look, SpongeBob, just kidding.
Yeah.
This cat got ripped in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
By a person.
And see, it's funny because that's a grim piece of footage, but on paper, that sentence is really funny. A cat got ripped in half by a person.
it's kind of rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, yeah. Cat got ripped in half by a person. Yeah,
that could be a song, dude.
I don't make music anymore.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
It's okay.
He's retired, guys.
Yeah, I'm retired. I'm out. But yeah. So you cut up a pig. It's an interesting thing to do at 16. I mean,
he doesn't know where to go from here. He's like,
no.
But people are doing weird shit with food now, though, man. I don't know if you ever go on.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we got to stop that, man. It's just, I don't like it.
It's just like, you know, the whole like, listen, I've got my fair share.
I take it back. You know what? I love it when someone's cooking chicken in the middle of it. They're like, they lick their fingers and they spank it. And they put it together, like when they put two cutlets together and they're like, salmonella.
I just hate when they slap two things down, like the chicken thighs, and then they just slowly spread them apart. I'm just like, that's fucking crazy, bro. Yeah. Like, your fucking grandma's going to eat that later.
Well,
like, what are you doing?
Well, what's also wild is there was an artist, she tried to, I forget her name, but she had a whole Instagram account where she was kind of trying to make a statement about what guidelines really mean. And she had all this food that she made it look like porn. So it was like her, like, you know, fingering...
Have you seen the guy who does that, and that's his whole brand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The buff guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's two of them.
Yeah.
They almost look like they live in the same place. Somehow the setup is exactly the same.
It's crazy. Creator house for horny chef content?
They're not fucking chefs. They're bodybuilders. They're not chefs. Don't ruin the chef's name like that. All right? That's got to be earned. And you don't earn that by cream pieing a tiramisu.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? That just doesn't happen. This is an American pie, okay? All right.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Yeah, I like that.
Like, it's crazy, bro. And the best part about it is you know that they're in there for like 5+ hours being like, nah, that didn't squirt right.
Yeah.
And then they got to go back to the store and buy more lemons. Yeah, Cedric Lorenzen. Secret Santa.
I think one of these...
There's the tiramisu dude that he's getting cream pie. Look
at this. We did a deep dive on one of these dudes.
Oh, it's a little more... Merch. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yep. Yep.
This is a little more normal. Oh.
There you go.
Every time I think it's... Yep. Oh, okay.
That turns you on, right?
Yeah, because this is a really... You guys want to know the best way to stir something? Just do that.
Yeah, that turns you on, right?
That'll stir it really good.
That turns you on, right? Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Probably tastes like shit. It actually did look pretty good. It did look pretty good. I will say his food selling is not bad. But like, what does he do all day?
Responded DMs.
Dude, he's just gooning all day.
Yeah, he is gooning all day, man. He's a goon master, this guy.
I just learned about this term
goon?
Like 2 days ago. Yeah. 3 days ago.
Well, it's really funny because Arsenal fans, that's their thing. Gooners.
Arsenal?
Arsenal.
What's that?
The soccer club?
I'm so outside of that world. I don't know what that is.
This is awesome, dude. See, if you, UK, here's the thing. If you hey, UK, all UK listeners listening right
this
now.
It's gonna be bad. Fuck.
You're not real. Okay, your sport, your global sport supposedly means nothing
in America.
I just
don't watch soccer.
Yeah. No, it's easy to not watch it. Even when it's on the TV, it's easy to not watch it.
I just have no interest in watching this at all.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. Well, Arsenal is a very, very popular club, and your house will be burned down by the time you get home.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Okay, great. So wait, what is this? How does this relate to fingering and tiramisu?
Well, we're talking about gooning.
Oh, okay. Now go on. Yeah. Okay. So now I'm locked in.
So Arsenal fans refer to themselves as Gooners. So if you just type in a city, like, for example, I'm going to Omaha, Nebraska this weekend. If you type in Omaha Gooners.
Oh, boy. Omaha Steaks.
And there they are.
No. What?
There what? They are, the Omaha Gooners. Oh, yeah. They're everywhere, man.
How is that possible?
Look, Columbus Gooners. Look them up.
What?
Yep.
Pump and Benson for Arsenal match. Oh, that's like the term that they use to like identify themselves.
It is. That's like their fan base, you know?
Are they aware of the other usage of that terminology?
Like how you refer to your YouTube subscribers as Joshy Washies?
Yeah, that's exactly what I refer to them as. Who invented the term gooning? And really, what does it actually mean?
Jarvis, can you look up gooning etymology? You should do a know your meme.
Jesus, without I can't even read accent. This.
Yeah,
full
I'll read it.
Mental numbness and dissociation. What the fuck is this?
It's a state of being. So gooning is a slang term referring to a sexual practice that involves a person masturbating to pornography for prolonged periods of time without climaxing, a process known as edging, in order to achieve the goon. A so-called sensation of full mental numbness and dissociation from anything unrelated to the process. It's like meditation. You beat it to the point that you don't even know who's beating. What beating is.
I can't even think of words.
Josh, that was a very good joke you just told. Psych, he's not here because this is the end of the main episode. But if you want the full episode, you can go to tmgstudios.tv. Full 90 minutes, balls to the wall, piping hot action with me and Josh Weissman. We get into it. We get a little nasty. He tells some more stories that he's never told before. And, you know, I got a knack for extracting all the juicy deets. So, yeah. Come watch me juice this carrot top in the bonus at tmgstudios.tv.
Coming up on this week's extended episode.
I can't have you upload that. Hey, Josh, I made your sourdough bread. It was their asshole.
Boil me up. What's that mean?
Yeah, what's that mean?
The barbell went right through his skull, down to the top and down.
Josh, I'm a huge... Dude, I love your chicken...
To watch this extended cut and more, sign up at tmgstudios.tv.